This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. They'll be at the Farm Progress Show this week. You can see their carts in the field demos, and you can stop by their lot, 101. I'll have today's stories coming up after this. You know so well, producers, that farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers entrust their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the United States, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. soybean and corn growers at their plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show this week at Boone. Tomorrow through Thursday, you'll see Brandt grain carts in the combine demos each day at 11. And plan to stop by the Brandt lot. It's an easy number to remember, lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time, and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the country. You want to be number one, producers? Well, get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. I wonder, could you do that? What if you had been in Rob Tibbett's shoes this weekend as those 1,200 people packed the gym at Brooklyn, Iowa for the funeral of his murdered daughter, Molly, whose remains were found at a field last week? She had been put there by a man who authorities say was in our country illegally. Rob Tibbett stood and eulogized his daughter. Many of us, in a flash of a second in the past few days, might have wondered how we would have handled the excruciating pain of a father, as Rob has endured, and how he was able to stand. We wonder how he was able to stand in front of all those people, recalling his beautiful daughter who had been abducted and killed. Haven't those sunsets these evenings been just absolutely luscious? Why, that's the smoke from a distant fire filtering those rays of the sun. I've noticed, too, some of you have been further filtering on your smart device, making those pretty pictures even prettier. From This Week in Agribusiness, they open the gates tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in Boone, Iowa, for day one of the Farm Progress Show. My, oh my, the forecast looks pretty good. With high temperature readings right around 80 degrees, oh my, it might not even get to 80 Wednesday. High of 75 expected there Wednesday under sunny skies. Sunny again Thursday with a high of 79. That's a pretty decent forecast for a Farm Progress Show. Many of you will recall back in the days of old when that show moved around from one actual farm to another instead of the permanent sites. And it could get so muddy and messy and dusty and hot all in a few hours at the Progress Show. But there should be many moments it'll be sunny this week. Speaking of sunny, the Ag Secretary should be there to detail the plans of that assistance package announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to help farmers through the trade war. He'll be with us on stage at the Farm Progress Show Wednesday. Hope you'll come by and join us. That'll be in the hospitality tent. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.